The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests. Well, I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Well, today's topic is the pros and cons of out-of-state investing. Those of you know who listen to the show regularly, I buy mainly out-of-state. California is just very expensive, and for the type of multifamily buy and hold investing I do, it just makes more sense for me to buy in other U.S. markets. That doesn't mean I won't buy locally, but right now there are more and better opportunities out of state. Buying and owning property is rarely easy or simple, and when the property in question is in a distant location, the challenges multiply. Investing in out-of-state property might seem appealing if you live in an area where real estate is expensive, such as I do. It might also appear attractive if you already own property where you live and you want to diversify your holdings and move into different markets. Or you may just want to own a vacation home. But before you make an offer, you should carefully consider these issues. There are a number of reasons to buy. One factor that leads people to consider buying property far from home is that property may be just more affordable in another state. Perhaps you live in an area like I do, Southern California, or maybe you live in New York City or San Francisco, where property costs are sky high. If you simply can't afford to buy a place where you live, or if doing so would require investing the majority of your money in real estate, and you'd rather diversify your investments, you may want to look at other cities where market fundamentals are sound, but property costs are significantly lower. People who live in depressed areas, too, who maybe don't want to move for work or personal reasons, may be better off renting in their hometown and investing in real estate where the economy is stronger. For example, if you lived in Las Vegas, for example, the city with the highest foreclosure rate during the housing bust, you might have wanted to buy property in a market where median sales prices remained relatively stable, like Charlotte, North Carolina. Perhaps the main reason people decide to invest in property out of state is that the return on investment, your ROI, may be better in another market than it is at home. Personally, I favor investing in other markets. I buy properties under value, and for buy and hold, I'm going to hold on to these properties. If I can get seller financing, great. But generally, I'm looking for long-term cash flow. That, in my opinion, is the best vehicle for massive wealth accumulation. Out-of-state markets just give me better returns and more options. But I won't lie to you, buying out-of-state definitely has its minuses as well as its pluses. The reason for doing this broadcast, really, is to help you to make the best decision for your needs while understanding the risks involved. This podcast is actually going to be a two-parter. The first episode will zero in on the pros and cons of out-of-state investing, and the next Fun Fact Friday podcast will talk about how to best buy out-of-state to avoid some of the pitfalls. So first, let's look at the pros. Number one is the affordability. just purchase prices are lower, you can get more for your money. You can also buy nicer, newer homes for less money. And in the long run, that means less CapEx costs, which mean capital improvements and repairs that you have to make to everything from electrical systems to plumbing systems to roofs and other things that can be very costly. In certain markets, there are better appreciation rates. You know, the value of property is going up, 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 and you want to buy when it's low, low, low. There's also the possibility of a lower mortgage because you're paying less for the house, so the mortgages are less expensive in terms of your monthly rates. Some places have lower property taxes. There are also better housing regulations. California is not a good state for landlords, but other areas that I'm in Memphis and Atlanta, they're much more favorable to landlords. Strong rental market. There needs to be a strong demand so that you can get the best prices, your best rental rates. Not all markets have that, so you can pick that when you pick out a state. And then there's the idea of market diversity. By going into different markets, you're not tied into the economic growth rate of one particular area. Or if something, for example, like a disaster hits, can you imagine if all your properties were in downtown New Orleans when Katrina hit? That would have impacted your entire portfolio. So being in different markets protects you and hedges you against any kind of changes like that. One of the reasons I buy out of state is because it's truly passive. I tend to be somebody who, more often than not, will want to get involved in every little thing. And if it were just down the street, I would probably run over there and be, you know, sticking my nose in everything. And it stops being truly passive at that point when you are doing that. So being away from the property kind of allows you to make it more of a passive investment. You can invest in the top markets. You can find the markets that are really promising, and you can put your funds in those markets, and you could really get your best return. I mentioned ROI, top reason. Return on investment is huge. Price to rent ratio. You know, what does it cost to rent a house compared to buying one? And is there a good rental market for that? What about cash on cash returns? You know, just the amount of money you put in and what you're going to get back in that first year, for example, can be huge in the right markets. Also, the better cap rates, which again will affect your buying and your value in your property. You can also buy a vacation home in another market, and it can be a place that you rent out to people, and then you can block out the time for you and your family to go there and to be able to enjoy that particular property. Or maybe you buy an investment property, let's say a small multi, maybe a 4 or 8 unit property in an area where you have family members, and they can help you, maybe even help you manage the property. They certainly can tell you a lot more about the market than you can. When you go there, you could leave a unit open so that you can have a place to stay every time you visit them. And a lot of markets, too, the cost of services are less. Just to hire people to do things, you can find more economical choices in areas where the cost of services is less. So those are some of my top pros. You may find other pros of your own, but that's just sort of my top list. Cons. Let's look at the negatives of buying out of state. It is not a good thing for people that need to control things. For control freaks, it is not going to be easy for you. It's not impossible, but if you want to control every little thing and you want to make sure that every tenant is complying and your property manager is doing every single thing each day that you want them to do, it'll be hard and frustrating for you, to be honest. There's also a learning curve. You're not only learning what it's like to manage properties out of state, but you're learning about the area and the market and a lot of things you just learn through experience. If there's ever an emergency, let's say the basement of your property is flooded, you know, you're not going to be able to hop out there necessarily. You got to rely on your property manager to be able to take care of that. And you have to just be able to let go. If you do decide to go out there, it's going to be expensive hopping on a plane at the last minute to take care of a problem. Also, there's the unfamiliarity with the market. You can learn a lot in your advanced research, but you're never going to know everything you need to about that market. And sometimes not having that knowledge can sometimes cost you and affect your decisions in many different ways. Being aware of economic conditions, not only at the city level, but at the neighborhood level. There are properties you can buy on this street, which is really, really good. And then one block over, you've got a war zone. I mean, that does happen in some cities, and you need to know where those areas are. You don't want to buy in the wrong place. So you've got to be aware, and that unfamiliarity is sort of part of the drawback. Also being aware of the regulations and laws. You can know some of the key ones, but you're never going to know all of the laws that are going to impact your property. For example, part of our rehab plan was to put a certain sign in front of an apartment building, and we found out we weren't even able, because of zoning laws, to put in the sign that we had planned on. So we had to kind of settle for a less expensive, less prominent sign that might have helped improve the curb appeal of that property. It's expensive to visit when you have other properties and you want to go out there. You've still, booking plane flights. If you can stay there, great. If not, then you've got to stay in a hotel. You've got food costs and other things that a rental car, and that can add up. That can add to your expenses. Finding quality tenants is also a challenge. You're always going to have to be reliant upon your property manager to bring in the good tenants that will stay a long time and that will pay their rents on time. You do need to rely on others, and that property manager is a key person that you need to rely on. You need to find a good one, and you need to rely heavily on that person to be successful in that area. You need to rely a lot on word of mouth, research, gut instincts, and the opinions of others that are there on the ground, your boots on the ground, that about how things are going and what is happening in that area. So there is a large degree of trust that you have to have. And then sometimes you do have higher rates, insurance rates sometimes for out-of-state investors, mortgage rates. Sometimes there's a higher down payment required by certain banks. So those are some of the cons, that some of the negatives of investing out-of-state. Yeah, again, you may have other ones that you might want to add to that. And I invite your feedback. Go to the website, go to our blog section, and find this episode. It's going to be show number 066, and make your comments. We'd love your feedback, and you could share that with other listeners as well. Next week, I'm going to do tips on successfully buying out-of-state properties. So I'll try to talk about what to avoid and what things to do to, again, try to avoid some of the drawbacks. Well, that's it for today. Please note, all dog listeners, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes on the Old Dogs website at olddogs, spelled dawgsreinetwork.com/blog. And in the blog section, you'll find all the show notes as well. So everything I've talked about will be listed there for you. You don't have to worry about writing it down. And this is show number 066. So you just look for show 066. Well, that's it for today. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.